News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Bin raiding by people looking for bottles and cans to put through the deposit return scheme has cost Dublin City Council €857,000 over the last 2 years because they effectively have to recollect all of the rubbish that gets strewn around while people go hunting for the bottles. Colin O'Byrne is with us. He's project manager at Voice Ireland. Colin, is this one of those things where we have to say, well, it's an unfortunate, unintended consequence, but it's worth sucking it up for the greater good?
Morning, Arthur. I don't know if it's worth sucking up for the greater good. Like, the consequences were unintended, but they were hardly unexpected. I think we're all familiar with sort of the trope of the homeless character in American films going around with the trolley picking up bottles and cans going back years. So that's always going to happen, because once you put a deposit, which is effectively a bounty, on these bottles and cans, you know, they're money in just a different shape. And so there was always going to be people who were looking for them. So this was, you know, well understood in advance of the scheme. What probably wasn't expected was, as you mentioned, the extent to the scavenging that goes on and the litter just being strewn across the streets. That was, that's really unfortunate. I don't think we should suck it up, in answer to your question. I think there are ways to address this, because the one thing that's not going to change is that people are still going to be looking for bottles and cans, because they are effectively money.
What are those ways then?
Well, I suppose one of the things that the council mentioned was their solar compact is the big bellies, and that people had been prying them open and that they refitted the locks on them. Now, that's something that should be looked at. Those solar compactors are a lot neater than the usual on-street bins for a start. They don't have to be emptied as much if they're compacted, so on. Now, you do lose those materials within that, the PET and the aluminium, unfortunately, or at least they're very, very difficult to extract from a compacted scenario. So there's other things we could be looking at, like maybe more on-street reverse vending machines, or just a greater amount of reverse vending machines. Like, if you're walking up Grafton Street, I'm not sure if you know where the nearest reverse vending machine is. Certainly if you're a tourist, you might not even know that we have a deposit return scheme in place in the first instance. So you're just going to put your bottles and cans in the bin, because there's no on-street awareness that these containers are part of the scheme and should be collected separately.
Although, Colin, they've tried a variant of that in the sort of the hoops that are placed around the bins now, where you can put anything that is in the scheme into it so that if somebody does want to collect it, they can get it easily. They don't seem to be working, and they're fairly ever-present around the city.
Yeah, they don't seem to be working very well. People just, like, you know, we're all inherently lazy. You know, we'll pick the shortest point from A to B. And if you see, like, these little frames around the bin, it's slightly easier just for me to put my something there, like my rubbish there, than it is to go to the trouble of putting it into the bin itself. So unfortunately, it effectively acts like an outside bin. In Germany, like every country that has a deposit return scheme faces this issue to a greater or lesser extent. In Germany, what's happened is they've inculcated a culture where people just leave their bottles and cans beside the bins and people take them away. And that appears to lead to less scavenging. So there's a cultural, behavioural thing going on there now. Whether the Irish can do what the Germans can, that's up for debate. But certainly the point is, a lot of people are still putting their bottles and cans in bins, whether that's because they don't really care or because there isn't an option for a reverse vending machine close by, we don't know. But that's the nub of it. What won't change is people looking for them in bottles and cans. So you sort of have to take that as a given and then work around and see, okay, well, how can we lessen the scavenging impact of that?
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Colin O'Byrne, who is project manager at Voice Ireland. Text.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.